next week.
Careful, the host, the guy of the host beats Yoshka, so, you know.
Okay, Rabbis, let's begin. Shabbos Nachamu. I hope you all had a meaningful Tisha B'Av. And it's now, Baruch Hashem, 3 weeks. Got through the 3 weeks, not easy. All of the restrictions on the 3 weeks, the 9 days, especially after a very difficult year, a very difficult Tkufa, and it ain't over yet. It surely is not over yet. And it's not so easy. And we really need this Shabbos more than ever. Nachamu, nachamu, ami. Yoimar Elokeichem. Shabbos Nachamu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He changes his tone. He sends the Nevi'im to give us comfort. We certainly need comfort. That's a certainty. Nachamu, nachamu, ami. What's the double nechama? What's the significance of the double nechama? So I once heard, I think I heard from Rabbi Shur. Maybe I read it from the Svarim. Parshas Veschanan has within it two very special things that we cherish very much. The first parsha of Kriya Shema is something which is on the lips of every living Jew. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The words that are almost the first words that every child is taught, and for many people, it's the last words they say when they leave this world. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And what else do we have in this week's parasha? The Aseres Hadibros. The Aseres Hadibros, it's where it all starts and ends. Kabbalas HaTorah. Breishis Baro Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Yes HaAretz. This Beshvil Torah, Shenikra Reishis. Torah is called Reishis. Different psukim. It's the something with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he created this world. It was the purpose of creation, the giving of the Torah, which was captured in the Aseres Hadibros. That's what is presented before us in this week's parasha. A double nechama. After everything is said and done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has still given us the Torah and has given us the parish of Kriya Shema. And if we just go a step further, noting that this idea, this drush of the nechama of Parshas Veschanan is the nechama in the parasha is Shema and the Aseres Hadibros. They're not two separate things. They relate to one another. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started off the Aseres Hadibros with the words, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem can speak all he wants. Who's listening? Who's listening? You know, some people, they spoke yesterday, they prepared drushes, and they talk into a camera. Is anyone listening? Is anyone even listening? You know, who knows someone's listening? I know yesterday, I was working yesterday, and there was a person that was speaking, and unfortunately, the first 5-10 minutes of his speech, nobody was listening because the system was malfunctioning and we were unable to redirect his drasha to the intended listeners. So he was there. And I gotta tell you, this meant so much. I felt so bad for him. It meant so much to him. And it was such an effort to get this thing to work. And he's there, and he's darshaning with his full heart and soul. And guess who's talking to? Nobody. And you know whose fault it was? I don't know if it was my fault. Maybe it was. I don't think so. But for about 5 minutes. Okay, and then there are people who the system is working very well. The system is working very well. Everything is working. He's speaking, the system works, But guess what? No one's interested in listening. No one wants to come online to listen. The Ribbono Shel can come down into this world and he can say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoytzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Ribbono Shel can broadcast all he wants. He can go online, he can go live stream, he can go Zoom, he can broadcast with all the technology he wants. Who's listening? You need someone to listen. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The words of Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael. Listen to the words, Hashem Elokeinu. This shame, Yud Kei Vav Kei Hashem, this is not just a broadcast to invisible people or to no one. Hashem, we're listening. We're really listening. Shema. And it's not just an abstract message. It's a practical message. Elokeinu. Hashem. And you know something? Not only are we listening, the day will come when the whole world will hear the words, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem, who is now only our Hashem, will one day be the Ribbono Shel Olam of the entire world. What am I trying to say? We don't connect the dots. We don't look at these two concepts as having any relationship with one another. Very nice. Aseres HaDibrois. And Parshas Yisroi. We all get up. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Parshas V'eschanan. The Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Yom Tov of Shavuos. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Very nice. Three times a year we hear the words Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Very, very nice. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. What else do we do here? Twice a day. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Twice every single day. And sometimes many times a day, sometimes in the Nusach HaTfilah we say these things multiple times. And a person, children, we teach them Shema Yisrael, and when a person dies, Shema Yisrael. Does Shema Yisrael have anything to do with the Aseres HaDibrois? Do we ever even make that connection? But the MS is, they are so connected to one another. Their connection is closer than the connection of my two fingers now. They're so intertwined. Oh no, this week we have both of these words appear before us. And the Darshanim tell us, this is the Nechama! Despite all the tragedies, all the tzaras, Tisha B'Av is over, Mashiach is not here. We're a little bit closer. You need a little nechama. Nachamu, nachamu, ami. You know what the nechama is? The nechama is, look in the parasha. Hafeichba, hafeichba, dekulaba. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is nechama number one. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is nechama number two. But because in the pasuk, Yeshaya juxtaposes the nechama number one, nechama number two, he's teaching us that when you say every day, listen, listen, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, what Hashem? It's the Hashem of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. When the Ribbono Shel Olam was broadcasting his message to the world, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, we're listening. We are really listening. We are absorbing that message. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a real audience. This is very close to my heart, this idea, because I deal with this. I deal with this. I work in this, dealing late, especially this time of the year, with broadcasting and with audiences and statistics. And every darshan wants to know who is listening. Give me the stats. Give me the stats. And there's a lot of inflation in stats. Oh, this guy had 20,000 people listening. Oh, yeah. Talk to the technicians. They'll tell you the truth. How many people, when it says the number 20,000, what that really means. And how long were they listening for. And, you know, this has a lot of Vart is just very dear to my heart because I deal in the statistics with the broadcasts and with the listeners and what's really going on. When someone is speaking online at an event, who's really listening? And it's very disturbing when you delve very deeply into the real stats. The Musar Haskel is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We are listening. We are the listeners, and we are a real audience to the words of Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. And the day will come, Hashem Echad. The day will come when the Ribbono Shel Olam, when the whole world will hear these words of the Hashem's broadcast. Yisoid is a double nechama, it's a double gift. And the double gift is not just Aseres HaDibros and Shema Yisrael, it's the fact that with the listeners, the two are intertwined, they're integrated, they come together. Just give me one moment. Just give me half a moment. I have to over here take care of something. 10 seconds.
I'm here again, gentlemen. Servus Ablaze. Michinano. That's enough already, please. Get us back to Alaska.
Okay, Rabbi Side, back in business. Okay, let's continue. Let's go to another idea. Another idea. I really need a kinnis here. I don't have a kinnis. All right. Can you do me a favor? Can you find me a kinnis? Yeah. In the other room. There's a kinnis in the other room. I don't know if you'll be able to find one. Okay. Let's go now to another idea. In this week's parsha, we have a pasuk, one of two psukim. In this week's parsha, if you pay close attention, it's not an accident that Parshas Vo'eschanan appears after Tisha B'Av. There are so many themes in Parshas Vo'eschanan which directly relate to Tisha B'Av, but not just to Tisha, but also to the nechama that comes after Tisha B'Av. Now let me start by giving you an example. I'm telling you a vart. This is a vart, a Tisha B'Av vart. This is an old vart, which I always come back to, and there's a lot more to this vart. Let me explain. Every year, we go to the parsha. Chazal tell us, hafoich ba, hafoich ba, dekula ba. The parshas hashavua, in the parshas hashavua lies current events. In there lies the moadim. Everything there fits into what's happening. When we come, let's say, to Rosh Hashanah, let's say it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaZikaron. That's what Yom HaZikaron is. Rosh Hashanah, and we lane the halach. We're supposed to open up the Aron HaKodesh, take out a Sefer Torah, and we lane. Is the Sefer Torah in the right place? No, it's not. What are you lane from on Rosh Hashanah? V'Hashem Pakare Soroh Kasher Amor. You have to go all the way back to Parshas. What parish is that, Rabbi Mayevsky? Vayera. Yeah, parish Vayera? You got to go all the way back.
Yes.
All the way back. Because where are we holding? What time of the year are we holding when it comes to Rosh Hashanah? We're the end of Chumash Devar. We have to go all the way back. Yom Kippur? Got to be Goyelel to parishas Acharimais. Sukkis? Go to Devarim. You go to Kishar Chesed, Vayez. You gotta go. You gotta keep. You gotta mish. You gotta go around. Okay. It's fun. You gotta mish. You gotta go all over the place. Chanukah time also. You have to go. You have to be goyel. Every Pesach, every single Moed, B'li Yotze Min HaKlal Mamash, when it comes time to the Yom Tov, when it comes time to lay from the Sefer Torah, you open up the Ari, you take out the Sefer Torah, uh-oh, the Sefer Torah is not in the right place. It's not in the right place. If you're a good Gabbai, before davening, you will make sure you goylel the Sefer Torah to the correct place in order to prevent tircha de tzibur. Because if you don't do, then you have to be goyled. There's going to be tircha de tzibur. Better you have tircha, the Gabbai, than have the tzibur have tircha. There's only one exception. Only one exception the entire year where the Sefer Torah is in the perfect place and you don't have to be goyla. And what's that exception? Tisha B'Av. Yesterday, we learned from Parshas Vo'eschanan. Ki soilid bonim uvnei vonim v'neshantem ba'aretz. We're going to learn tomorrow Nochamo. Could you imagine? It's like we're living a nightmare. Tomorrow, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. And you're going to read the words, Ki soilid bonim uvnei vonim v'neshantem ba'aretz. You should faint. You should literally faint on the floor. We just got over this. We just laid this yesterday. Ki soilid bonim uvnei vonim v'neshantem ba'aretz v'hishchatem v'asisem pesel tzimunas kol ha'idois yohavachem hayoim ki ovoi toy veidun. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yesterday where I daven, there was no koyin. There was no koyin. So they're going to give the first aliyah to a Yisrael. Who's going to be the one who gets the first aliyah? So I was thinking, I pity the guy. I pity the guy they select. As I was going through my mind. There's no koyin. They look, oh, there's no koyin. We'll give it to a Yisrael. I said to myself, I pity the guy because the guy they're going to give it to, they're going to read for him, ki avoid soy veidun. Oy, gewalt, it's not a good one. And guess who they gave the aliyah to? Yours truly. How do you like that story, huh? Baruch HaYisrael B'Mayavsky is a tzaddik. Ayin toiva. Ayin toiva. Hamavarech nisborech. You see that? An ayin toiva. Okay, so we're going to live with the only day of the year, the only day of the year when you don't have to be goylel the Sefer Torah is Tisha B'Av. What's the pshat? So I have a friend, his name is Meir Kornfeld, very geschmacka person, and he told me the pshat. He told me many, like 100 years ago, he told us. He said the pshat is, because when it comes to the Moadim, it's make-believe. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to bring certain korbanos, sing a shira. There's a whole avoid in the Beis HaMikdash that you would ordinarily do on Rosh Hashanah. Do we have a Beis HaMikdash to blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? No. We're living in a world of make-believe. When it comes to Sukkot, when it comes to Pesach, when it comes to all the Moadim, do we have the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash? Do we bring the korbanos? Are we oil regel? Nothing doing. It's just a fantasy. It's a fantasy. We do the best that we can. But it's not the real thing. It's now. It's like Mr. Rogers. Ever watch Mr. Rogers? Now we're going to go into the world of make-believe. We sit down on the couch and we talk to the train, the trolley. And we go, we send off the trolley down the tracks into the land of make-believe, the land of fantasy. Rolling the Sefer Torah is an expression of, this is not the real deal. We are here living in Golos, and now it's Yom Tov. You have to mutzach. You have to be goylel the Sefer Torah. You have to roll it. You know what rolling the Sefer Torah, you know what you're doing? You're going into the world of make-believe. This is not reality. I have to go put my mind, make-believe we're in the Beis HaMikdash, make-believe we're here, we're there, we're bringing this carbon, that carbon, we read the Shemona Esher, and Shalom Afanim Sifaseinu, and in the same breath we say, Umibnei Chatoeinu Golinu Me'aretzeinu V'nishrachatnu Me'alad Maseinu. There's only one Moed that is as real as it gets. That's the Moed Kora Olai, Moed Lishbar Bachurai, the Moed of Tisha B'Av. Yesterday is real. There's no make-believe. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, when it comes to Chorban, we're living in Chorban. We're living in Golas. We're living in Chorban. People are dying. People don't have Parnasa. People have a lot of problems. We're living in the real world of Chorban. You don't have to make believe. You don't have to be Goylel the Sefer Torah. Being Goylel the Sefer Torah is like, oh, we're in the Parsha, but now we have to transport ourselves into a new world in order for Yom Tov, for Pesach, for Shavuos, for Sukkot, even for Chanukah and Purim. Because we're not really holding these moadim. It's not reality for us. What the moed is all about? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yeah. How come we're here in America in Golus? Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're worried about all these daigest. Yeah. That's right. Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to work on it. Be goyel the Sefer Torah. Horava. Put yourself in the frame of mind to connect. But it's still, when everything is said and done, it's not the real deal. Tisha B'Av is real. It's reality. It's the world of reality. You don't have to go anywhere to make believe. When you open up the Sefer Torah to yesterday, no one was going to the Sefer Torah to Lane, Kina Shantem. They took out the Sefer Torah, they laid it from Shabbos. Parshas HaShavua, right here. It's the only time during the year. It's the only time. But that also is an advantage to us. Because the same way the words of Teuchacha are real, the words of Bracha are also very real. B'dafka during this time. The fact that we're not goylel for kisoylid bon muvnei vanim, v'noshanta emers, like you said, it's also, the nechama is in the words of the Teuchacha itself. Like you said, ki soilet banim uvnei vanim. Baruch Hashem, you zoichet to have children, grandchildren. What a bracha. What a bracha. People would give their right arm to have a child, have a grandchild. Exactly what you said, Remayevsky. The words of the bracha, mamish, in the words of the Torah. And just like you're not goylel, the Sefer Torah, for the Torah, because it's real, the brachas are never more real than in this week's parsha. And everything in this week's parsha pops out like explosives. The reality of bracha. Ato horeso lodas, ki Hashem hu Elokim, ein oid mulvadoi. As we said, Shema Yisrael, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Yesterday, the whole kinos from beginning to end focuses on one thing, the Aleph Beis. Every kina, Aleph Beis, backwards, forwards. Did you read Kina Tesvav yesterday? I didn't. But if you read Kina Tesvav and you follow the Aleph Beis, you would go dizzy. You would mamish go dizzy in calculating the Aleph Beis this way, that way, backwards and forwards, 20 times, and all of its mathematical sequences. There's probably some very mystical mathematical formula there that scientists have yet to discover about all the sequences, a formula of mathematics that no one has understood, not even Einstein. And one day you'll see they'll discover the calculation, I guarantee. One day they'll discover more sophisticated calculations, mathematical calculations in the Kinois than any scientist ever said before. If the Kalir can write with Ruach HaKodesh,
like the codex and the Sefer Torah there.
Exactly. There's a lot of sufficient. It's all about the Aleph Beis. In this week's parsha, there's one of two psukim that have all of the letters of the Aleph Beis. Oy Hanisa, and we lain it yesterday. Oy Hanisa Elokim Lavoy, Lokachas Loigoy, the Masois of Oisim. Let me find the pasuk. Where is the pasuk here exactly? We lain it yesterday. Oy Hanisa Elokim Lavoy, Lokachas Loigoy, Mikerev Goy, Bemasois, Beoisois, Uvimaifsim, Uvimilchoma. Uviyot chazaka, uvizray netuya, uvimoyroim gidolim kichol asher asol lochem Hashem Elokeichem b'mitzrayim li'einecha. This is one of two pesukim in Chamishei Chumshei Torah that has all of the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Yesterday we said kinois, the kinois kimat, every kina, the majority of the kinois are all built upon the letters of the Aleph Beis. In fact, in one of the kinois we say that the Ribbono Shel Olam, Yirmiyas kina, Vayikoinein Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, the only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he delayed the Churban of the Beis HaMikdosh by 22 years. Because they were maspid Yoshiyahu with the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Zel umaze yoim lashana. Just like the Meraglim spent 40 days spying the land, yoim lashana, we got 22 year bonus because of the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis that we used to eulogize and to be maspid. It was used to be maspid. Yoshio Hatzadik. And what's the significance of the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis for Yoshiyahu? Who learns the Aleph Beis? I know Aleph Bina. You can say we discussed this when we learned the Kinas. There are many ideas that you can talk about the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis is Aleph Bina, the Chashivas of learning Torah. Aleph Beis is encompasses everything. But you know, what resonates with me the most is the Aleph Beis represents children. It represents a fresh renewal, a restart, a reboot. A reboot, something fresh. Osu dardike lebei midrasha. Chazal say children, they came to the Beis Medrash and they said things about the Aleph Beis. The afilu bimos Yehoshua bin Nun le'amru chavosayu. Chazal, they select Yehoshua bin Nun. What does Yehoshua bin Nun have to do with the Aleph Beis? This week's parasha, we mentioned here that Hashem says to Moshe, you're not going in. Yehoshua, who Yehilech? He's going to take over. And the children, they came into the Beis Medrash in the time of the Gemara, and they said, Chidushim, even Yehoshua, what is Yehoshua bin Nun, Eitzel Aleph Beis? Talk about Mark Platnik. Mark, do you have a chidush on the Aleph Beis? Well, the children, they have bigger chidushim. Why does the Gemara have to go and mention Yehoshua bin Nun? Why didn't the Gemara mention Mark Platnik? And the answer is, Yehoshua bin Nun, he entered, it was a new beginning for Klal Yisrael. It was, in fact, the ultimate beginning. Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. This was the haschola of hascholas. A fresh entry into a new land, a new experience. We're coming into Eretz. The theme of Tisha B'Av is about coming into Eretz. Is about leaving Eretz Yisrael. What about coming into Eretz Yisrael? Children, when they come into the Beis Medrash, it's the first experience they have learning. Yavoi Tehoirim, let the children who are learning new. We match up the children in their minds with something fresh and new, up with Yehoshua, who's coming into a land, a new land, a fresh land, a land of Torah. Uzahav ha'oretz ahi toiva, the avira de eretz Yisrael machkim. It's precisely the children who are in a freshness, are matched up with Yehoshua, who is the leader, the rabbinic leader of Torah, who's also in a fresh state of mind, a new beginning, a new avirah, a new environment of holiness to learn and study Torah. On Tisha B'Av, we mourn that loss. We mourn the freshness. We mourn the newness when it's over. When someone dies, it's gone. The ability to we have to reboot, but life is all about renewal. What is life? Life is always a constant state of renewal. The way you mourn over death is you mourn over the essence of life. The essence of life is the renewal element. The person is born. You go many times you go to Hespedim and they tell you stories about the person's childhood. What are you telling about his childhood for? You go to a Hesped, when he was 3 years old, he did this. When he was 10 years old at his bar mitzvah, I'm not here. I don't know him when he was a child. I want to hear, he died yesterday. He was an old man. What was the last thing that he did? No, there's something about, if you want to define the person, if you want to understand who he was, let me tell you a story when he was young. And then they said about Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb. It really moved me very much. His children, I don't remember all the details, but his children, they said, what pushed him? Rabbi Dr., his children said they had different ceremonies, different hespedim that were delivered in his honor and memory. And his children, they all said he was driven. Why was he so driven? He didn't waste a second. They can't even fathom what he accomplished, how many letters he wrote. How in the world did he have time to write letters stacked to the Lubavitch Rebbe? How did he have time to write all his son said to me, the Mamish cannot figure out how he had time for this. What, and it's funny why he said it resonated with me was because I remember when I was bar mitzvah, so my father invited him to my bar mitzvah. My father was to a degree close with him. He gave my father tenure in Yeshiva University. My father was close with him. And he invited my father to my bar mitzvah. And he wrote a letter. And I remember my mother was reading the letter. And she read it again and again and again. And my mother was blown away by the letter. And like my mother, she said to me, who could write a letter like this? Who can write a letter? He couldn't come. He wrote the base that he couldn't come. Because his duties prevent him from going to every bar mitzvah and every simcha. But the way he wrote, what he wrote in the letter, what he said in the letter was my mother was like, my mother wasn't very impressed with a lot of things. And this made an impression on her. I remember that memory. And then when he tells me, Shalom Liam tells me that his father, they don't know. They can't figure this out. The letters, and each one was better than the next. How do you have time? How did he have time for that? So his son said, I'll tell you the answer. What made him, gave him that drive. And he said, this is what his father said. When he was in, I don't know what grade, maybe it was first grade. When he was very, very, very little, he had a friend. I think it was in first grade, he said. And the friend died. The friend died. Can you imagine a first grade boy dies today? When someone in the first grade dies, you know what they do? They bring in mamish a whole school of psychologists. Listen, they bring in a team and they sit down with every kid and they talk to them. They talk to them and they get very scared. When one of their friends dies, I think they're even more scared when one of their friends dies than when one of their parents dies. And they bring in a team of psychologists to talk to the kids, to Echad Michabura Shemes Yida Kol HaChabura. It doesn't mean you should. It's a mitzias. It's an instruction. Someone dies. Oh, you have to tshuva. They tell you, do tshuva. You don't have to tshuva. It's automatic. It's a reality. Echad Michabura Shemes Yida kol achabura. That's the way it is. If you put your hand in fire, it hurts. Echem in achabura. So children, it seems that in the world of psychology, when a child in the class in elementary school dies, this is the worst thing that can happen to a child. Rachmana litzlan, even worse than his parent dying. Because a parent, in the mind of a child, parent is a parent. It's a different generation. Even though it's your parent, one of the kids in the class, it's like they died. It's something that's very taken today in schools with white gloves. Something very, very serious. And the proof is, Lamb, Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb said that when he was a child, one of his friends died in first grade, and it affected him his entire life. He always thought about this kid. He died. He didn't even graduate he didn't accomplish anything. He didn't finish the ABC. I mean, obviously learned in kindergarten, but he didn't finish anything. He died without doing anything, and it bothered him. It bothered him and bothered him, and a child's mind is wet cement. And it affected him so much in first grade, it put into him, I gotta finish something because I'm gonna die tomorrow. I'm gonna die tomorrow if I don't finish something. Okay, he's in first grade. How old is he in first grade? 6 years old, I don't know, whatever he is. A kid in 6 years is driven because his friend died. That's what happened to Rabbi Dr. Norman, and that's what his son said. It's unreal. When you talk about a child, you talk about a person, you go back to the renewal, to the Aleph Beis. You must be their essence, their haschola in life. Just like yesterday, this week's hafeichba, the kulubah we have, the Tisha B'Av, and the whole essence of Tisha B'Av is clearly expressed in the letters of the Aleph Beis. Look in the parsha. It's not a coincidence. Oy hanisa elokim goy mikerv goy b'masas of oisim. We have one of the only two pesukim in the entire Torah that has all the letters of the Aleph Beis. Nachamu, nachamu ami. Just as there's nechama, the tsar is in the Aleph Beis, the kiddush of the Aleph Beis, the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us nechama by giving us a pasuk that has all the letters of the Aleph Beis. And this pasuk is megale to us that Hashem will take us by the hand and take care of us. He will take care of us. Has there ever been Hanisa Elokim Lavoi Lakachas? Even though he took us, he destroyed us. Eicha Yashva Bodod. Don't worry. The same Aleph Beis, the whole Megillas Eicha is the Aleph Beis five times, again and again, even more. The same Aleph Beis that says, did I ever such a thing to witness? Hashem got your back. The same Oisios of Eicha. Hafoichba. Hashem is there to take care of you, to guide you. V'gam Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Okay, let's go to another idea. Another idea, Yaseres HaDibros. Question. What's the difference between the Yaseres HaDibros of Parshas for Eschanan, the second Dibros, and the Yaseres HaDibros of Parshas Yisrael? You know, Aseres HaDibros, there are 10 Dibros here and there. What exactly is the difference
between some words in the second one that are not in the first one?
Exactly. There are many, differences. There are numerous differences between the two. They're subtle.
How many? I think I saw somewhere like 32 or somewhere like that. Most of them are very small.
They're very subtle.
Some of them are for Moshe Rabbeinu in the second Luchas Kasha Tivcha twice, and also the whole Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Moshe Rabbeinu's. It wasn't from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yetzias Mitzrayim, Brias of Shabbos. Shabbos. Why should we observe Shabbos? So the Dibros Rishonos, it's Brias. Hashem created the world. In the Dibros Shniyos, it's you were slaves. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right. Kohena v'Kohena. L'man yitav loch, in the midst of kibud avoim, it says l'man yitav loch, l'man tarach yom, the word yitav does not appear in the first dibros, because since Hashem knew that the first dibros would be destroyed, would be smashed, Hashem chas v'sholem posko tovim li miyisrael. Okay, there are many differences, but I want to talk about a certain theme, a major theme difference between the two. And this major difference is in whose zuchus did we receive the Luchos. The first Luchos appeared to be purely given to us in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem says, Hashem sends recruits at the Sineh, Asher Einenu Ukal, Moshe Rabbeinu to be the Goyel. And after a long process of recruitment of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem succeeds. And Moshe goes to redeem the Jewish people. What's the purpose? Moshe asks, what are we going to do? You're going to redeem us? And then what? And then what? No, there's a goal. The goal is Ta'avdon Esu Elohim Al Hohor Hazeh. The goal is Kabbalah Satoyer. And Moshe, magnificent success, redeems Klal Yisrael, takes them to Har Sinai, goes to Shemayim, and he brings down the Luchos. Success. Kabbalah Satoyra. And then something goes wrong. The Chedo Egel. Moshe shatters the Luchos. Hashem gives him a Yashukoyach, Asher Shibarto. And now what? Hashem says, it's over. It's over. This for the first Rashi, we're done with you. Moshe, from you is going to come a new nation. We're going to start all over. And Moshe says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, no such thing. You're not going to start fresh with me. You're going to continue right where you left off. Hashem says, no. No is no. And Moshe then goes for the nuclear. Moshe, he pulls out his biggest weapon, his biggest weapon to save the day. Zechor le'Avraham le'Yitzchok u'le'Yaakov. That's what he says to Hashem. Zechor le'Avraham le'Yitzchok u'le'Yaakov. That was his tefillah in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel. And that softened Hashem. Moshe knew exactly what to say. And indeed, in the Zuchos of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Hashem said, okay, I forgive them. I forgive them. And you know what? Come back upstairs, bring with you a new notebook, and I'll write in the new notebook. I'll write the Torah all over again. Psolucha! Shnei luchos avonim, v'chosavti al haluchos. I'll write upon the luchos the same thing. We'll do it all over again. In other words, the luchos shenios were given to us in the zuchos of the avos, whereas the luchos rishonos was purely the accomplishment of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem sends Moshe to be the Goyel. What's the purpose of this Geula? He says to Hashem, the purpose of the Geula is Tavdunis Elukim Alohar Azeh. That's the purpose, that's your mission. Moshe was a success. He took them out of Mitzrayim, he brought them to Har Sinai, and Moshe was instrumental in bringing down the Luchos to fulfill the mission Tavdun Es Elukim Alohar Azeh. Mission accomplished. Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled the Luchos Rishonos. It was his zuchus, his koyach. But after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe couldn't do anything. Now it's a new game. And the new game is, we got to go back to our roots. Zichor li Avraham li Yitzhak u li Yaakov de luchoy shenios is in the zichus of the avos. And every difference in the luchos, the underlying root of influence that changes every detail of the luchos shenios is all rooted in zichus avos. Every difference that you'll find in the luchos rishonos is Moshe Rabbeinu. And even though Mr. Rappaport mentioned that Moshe added certain things, yeah, the things that Moshe added in the luchos shenios reflect back to the avos. That it's not me. It's not me. It's not me. It's the avos. That's the most fundamental difference. The luchos rishonos were shattered. You know why? Because we are independent. Moshe, we don't have any connection back to those ancient people. And then when we realize, you know, we're not so hot after all. We're not so special after all. We need to come back to our ancestors. And we come to Zichor li Avraham li Yitzhak li Yaakov. Those luchos are still intact. They're somewhere. They're hidden away somewhere, but they're not shattered. You know why they're not shattered? Because they came to us Zichor li Avraham li Yitzhak li Yaakov. When the luchos were given to us independently, here we are all alone. No. That's not going to last. In the beginning of the Torah, in the beginning, this is really.
Wait, Rabbi, there are remes in the there's a difference from Parshas Vaschanan to the fact that what you mentioned about.
I'll give you one very, very strong remes from the Radvaz. The Radvaz says this. What the Radvaz says is controversial. I really think it's just the opposite because of Avrayus, that it should be the other way around, what I'm going to tell you. But the Radvaz, who am I to argue on the Radvaz? The Radvaz is Kodesh Kodoshim. It's a very famous Radvaz. And he says, the Luchos Rishonos were given in Ksav Ashuris. The Luchos Shniyos were given in Ksav Ivris. Now, Ksav Ashuris, you want to know what Luchos Rishonos look like? You go look in the Sefer Torah. Take out a tikkun. You'll see the same letters in the Lucha, in the same Ksav, the Luchos Rishonos were given this very holy Ksav with Tagin and Kutzin and all these little mystical details. The Luchos Shenios were given in the script that was etched into the Luchos Shenios, the Radvaz says, based upon Mamari Chazal, was given to us in Ksav Ivris. What's Ksav Ivris? Go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art and you ask the guard there, where can I find the Ksav Ivris exhibit, and you'll go see what it looks like. The old Ksav Ivris is somewhere in a museum. If you could even find, there are many dialects of Ksav Ivris. Why Ksav Ivris? Why? Avraham ha-Ivri. Because we go back to Avraham the Ivri. The whole world was on one side, and he was on the Aver Sheni. The whole Ksav is the Ksav of Ivri, going back to our roots. There are other rites, okay? What do you need a riot for? I mean, are you remiss? It's klar in the pasuk, Zichor li Avraham. I want to just bring out a point, a short idea. I probably told this to you before. Vayetze Yaakov, and I really want to bring out, make it relevant to after Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Nachamu. Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shav v'yelech haron. I'm going back to Parshas, the beginning of Parshas, Vayetze. First pasuk, Yaakov, he left Be'er Shav. He's going home. He's going to Lavan. He's running away. He's a fugitive. He's running away from Esav. Esav wants to kill him. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shav. He leaves Eretz. He's sold into Golos. He goes into Golos. Goes off. Vayelech. What am I saying? Vayelech Harano. Vayifka Bamokoim. And then he comes, as he leaves Eretz Yisrael, he passes through the land. Oh, look what's here. Vayifka b'mokoyim. He comes to the mokoyim. What mokoyim? Har Hamoria. The place where his father was offered as a carbon oila by his own grandfather. Ooh, look at this. Here's the play. Look at that. Here's the Mizbeach. My father was put on this stone. My grandfather was standing there with the Macheles, just about to slaughter my father. I wouldn't be here today. And a Malach called out, Avraham, Avraham, al tishlach yodcha lanar v'al tas leim u'uma. He went to that Mokoim, and he davened. He davened with his full heart. Vayolen Shem, he went to sleep there. And Rashi tells us, the story is not so simple because there are a lot of, without going into all of the details, there are a lot of problems with the story. And after an analysis, he says, Rashi says something very powerful, very, very, very fascinating. And he says, this is what really happened. This is the real story. I'll give you the real story. The real story is, Vayetze. Give me one moment to find it. Vayifka. Okay, Kivo HaShemesh. Vayosem HaShoysov. I'm looking for the Rashi that says that he never really intended to daven there, and then he had charota. Here it is. I got it. I got it. Here it is. I got it. And Rashi in Pasuk Yud Zayin. Long Rashi. I'm going to the end of the Rashi. And the end of the Rashi says, Kimoto l'choron. Yaakov Avinu, he had no intent. It was not his part of the itinerary of his trip to stop off at the Koisel. That was not the plan to go there. He went to Choron. He reached Choron. He already went to Choron. Gone. He passed it. Kimoto l'Choron Omar, he said, Efsher. Look at this. I made a big mistake. Big mistake. I passed through the land and I decided, who needs to stop off here? What do I need to go to the Har Maria to see the Mizbeach? Who's interested in seeing a bunch of stones, what my father and my grandfather did? Who's interested? Kimato l'Choron, when he reached Choron, Omar, he said, okay, give me, Omar, he said to himself, he said, Efshar, could it be? Shavarti al mokoim shespalu avoisai v'lo hispalalti bo. What did I do? What did I do? I passed through the land, and I passed a mokum where my father and grandfather davened to Hashem about the zechus of the Akedah, and it meant nothing to me. So he decided, when he already passed, Yohav Daite Limahadar. Rashi says, this is Rashi, Mamji explains the Peshan Basit. I made a mistake. Let me go back. Let's get on the bus and go backwards. The Chozar! And he went back. Ad Beiskel. And once Hashem saw that he wanted to go back and daven in the Mokom where his father and grandfather davened, the Kofsul Ha'aretz. He had Kvitza Saderch going backwards. Rabbi Sai, this is a Musar Haskel for Klal Yisrael, and it's a Musar Haskel for every single person. The normal, healthy process of life. Person has parents, has grandparents. Every person is like this. That parents and grandparents, great-grandparents, you have a legacy, and you grow up as a child, teenager, a little bit older, and you say to yourself, my parents, my grandparents, they're old school, old generation. I will make my own way in this world. I will get an education. I will get a job. I will succeed. I will make a name for myself. Nothing to do with my parents or grandparents. I don't need them. I don't want them. You have to be your own man. You know, you're right. There's a lot of truth to that. And that's, there is truth. There is truth to that. I am my own man. And I'm going to make a life for myself, totally independent of my parents and grandparents. That's normal. That's healthy. That's how it really should be. And then you get older. And then you say, who am I fooling? Who am I fooling? My whole life, my whole success, my roots are in my parents. Everything comes from my parents. I have to return to the Shoroshim.
I gave you.
I have to return to the roots of my parents. I have to go backwards. Rashi's words are, Yaakov Avinu, he succeeded. He went all the way at Haran. He reached his goal. And then he said, who am I fooling? I'm a nothing without my parents. Without connecting myself to their legacy, I'm a zero. Yohav Daite Limahadar. He set his mind to return, to go back to the Mokoim of Yitzchak and Avram. This is even Yaakov Avinu. He went all the way. Allah has kama v'chama for us. It's natural person who succeeds. And then when you get a little bit older, all of a sudden you start to reflect and to realize how much greater, how much more Yirah Shamayim, they were closer to a different generation. It was a different time. Even every generation says about the previous, how many cycles can we go through already like this? It's bizarre almost. How low can you go? Every generation, they look to the previous generation, they look like they were malachim. How could this go on forever like this? I don't know. That the same exact thing is true with regard to the luchas. When we came out of Mitzrayim, we were macho. Macho, tough men, strong men. We came out of Mitzrayim, miracles and miracles. The Ten Makos, Kriyas Yam Suf, Bizas Mitzrayim. We come to Har Sinai, Hagbola, Nasa, V'Nishma. We've made our own way. We've really gone a long way. And Moshe goes to Shemayim. He comes down with the Luchos. Ah, this is the spitz of success. And then something goes wrong. Something is just not the way it seems. And then there's a tragedy, the Shviras HaLuchos. And then what happens to Klal Yisrael? Yohav, the same words of Rashi in Parshas Vayetze, Yohav Daite Limahadar. Our success will only be when we connect to our ancestors. Zichor Li Avraham Li Yitzchak Uli Yaakov. Moshe, you're not so macho after all. We're not so tough, we're not so smart, we're not so brilliant. We're not so successful. Who are we? We're nothing. We're totally nothing. Zichor li Avraham li Yitzchak uli Yaakov. And then Hashem's good, good. Kifitza saderech. I'll do for you now the ultimate miracles. Oy hanisa lekim lavoy lekachas legoy mikerev goy b'masos v'oisos v'moifsem v'vuchama. I'll do for you the ultimate. Come back to Shemayim. I'll give you a new set of luchos. Even better. Leman yitav loch. V'horachto yomim. Toiv. V'yar lekim eskol asher osa v'hinei toiv me'oid. I'll give you even better in the luchos shniyos. You know why? Because now you're coming back to Zichor li Avraham li Yitzchak uli Yaakov. Abayisai, this is Shabbos Nachamu. This is the real Nechama. The real Nechama of Shabbos Nachamu, after we reflect and we relive the experience of the Churban. We relive the... What do we relive? You know, we're not so macho after all. All of our success in our history, yeah, it's all great, wonderful. Look what we've accomplished. It's magnificent. But the end of the day is... Yohav Daite Limahadar. After Tisha B'Av, we read the Luchos Shniyos. We are Rimekabel, not the Luchos Rishonos. We are Rimekabel, the Luchos Shniyos. Because the Luchos Shniyos is built on the foundation of Zichor Li Avraham Li Yitzchak Li Yaakov. After the Churban, we go back to our roots. It It's an Eis Mesugal now. Shabbos Nachamu is an Eis Mesugal to go back to the Shoroshim, Zachor, Li Avram, Li Yitzhak, Li Yaakov. It's clear where we come from, what we need to do. Yohav Daite L'mehadar, to return. And Hashem says, you want to return? The Kofsoloy HaDerech. You'll be able to conquer, to achieve, to reach your destination in record time, beyond your wildest imaginations. And I'll take the same letters of the Aleph Beis that you were misabel over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. You recited in Eicha backwards and forwards, and I'll use those same letters to do for you nisim v'niflois that no one ever saw before. Kein yihi ratzoin. May Klal Yisrael all have necham. We always say by an ovel, besoch sh'or avele tzion v'yirushalayim. We're all now sitting in Shiva. The Beis HaMikdash was the Churban. Tu B'Av is the day we get up from Shiva, the Beis HaMikdash. We're all now begeder of Hashem the Mokim giving Nechama to the Avele Tzion Virushalayim. Have a wonderful Shabbos, a Shabbos of Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoimari, Eloi Keichem. Be well.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, everyone. Well, good Shabbos. Dr. Wilner, Rabbi Dr. Wilner, Shalom Aleichem. It's good to see you.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos,
everybody. Good Shabbos. Dr. Wilner, you can now speak. You've been unmuted. Dr. Wilner, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, it's good to see you.
Mr. Rappaport. Are you there still, Mr. Rappaport?
Rabbi Lazer, have good Shabbos. Rabbi Lazer, good Shabbos, thank you very much. You know for what?
Good Shabbos.
Ron, good Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem. You're muted.
Rabbi
Maevsky, good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, I just want to tell you one, because Mr. Rappaport mentioned Kasher Tzivkar Shevel Kecha. So the Abar Ben El says, why does it say doctor with those two, Kasher Tzivkar Shevel Kecha?
Yeah.
Because Moshe obviously added something totally new when he said Shamar, and then he says, you know, about the Yitzhias Mitzrayim, and by Kamina Savicho V'yesimecho, it says, L'man Yitav Loch Barach To Yomim, just so you know, Kasher Tzivkar Shevel Kecha, don't think I'm saying this on my own. This is still Kasher Tzivkar Shevel Kecha. That's what the Abar Ben El says.
Very good. So very sharp.
He doctor says it by those two. Yeah. You shouldn't think I'm making it up. That's what it means. And the reason he says, it'll Laman Yitav Loch, because if your children see that you